Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you all are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you found this podcast. As I tell the new listeners each and every week, I appreciate you joining. Get ready for some fun, exciting, fire content that is going to be absolutely informative to you. And I like to say I'm a little entertainer too, but absolutely informative and fun for you. I also interview some of your peers. So if you get a moment, go back and find those episodes in the podcast and hear about life from their perspective. It's really cool, okay? And if you get a moment, be sure to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes in this podcast, okay? We have a lot of cool content for you. So again, thank you for tuning in. If you're a regular listener, I truly appreciate your return. It lets me know that I'm doing something right, okay? Something right. And I'm just glad to have you back. I always love the feedback, and I just am so glad to be able to share these cool topics with you all. And I especially love hearing the positive feedback from you all and your parents as well about the topics that we discuss and how you are applying those topics and what you learn here on this podcast in your everyday life. So, with that being said, let's get this party started. You all, all has been well on my end. I'm just ready to jump right in. It's a gloomy day to me. You all know, for those of you who do know me, know that I love the spring and the summer. And I love the first part of fall, but once it starts to get chilly out, I'm like, I'm going to go into hibernation mode until the spring. So I feel like that's what I'm preparing to do, although I do have work and stuff that I have to do each day, but yeah, that's kind of where I am. But it is cozy, though. I will say that it's cozy weather. And you all let me know, too, what your favorite holidays are, what your favorite seasons are. Give me some more details on those as well. I would love to hear from those who I connect with on a regular basis, those of you who I connect with on a regular basis. And for those who I haven't connected with yet in person, just shoot me an email, have your parents email me, and we can go from there, okay? So let's get this party started. Super excited to talk about the positive feedback that I received from our Choose Positivity series. Amazing. Love it. Appreciate you all. I just thank you all so much for that. Giving me that positive feedback, it was so helpful for me as I move forward into the next area of conversation, which again is going to be another series. So this will be part one. I find that you all are really liking the series. It kind of puts you in a space of focusing on one topic and hearing different things about the topic each week. So I want to do this next topic that we're going to introduce today as another series, and then we're going to take a little bit of a break. Now, we're going to have a break. This is just a FYI. We're going to have a break for Thanksgiving, and so that'll be before we end this next series, and so you'll see how that goes. We'll have a podcast that posts today, this week. We're going to have one for next week, and then we're going to be off for the Thanksgiving week, so we'll have a little bit of a break in between, and I'll announce that come closer to time, okay? So no worries on that. That's just us planning ahead. But today, we are going to be talking about being aware. So be aware. Not to be mistaken with beware, which means to be alert or cautious of anything that's dangerous or dangerous things around you. But we're talking about be aware, okay? So when I talk about aware, that means to know what's going on around you, to be observant and see the things that are going on around you, to get a feel for what's going on around you. And just kind of, it means kind of just those things all in one, okay? My main thing that I might say is focusing on the things that are around you. You might have heard people say in the past, you know, you're in your own world, which means, you know, you're in your own space, you are in your own thoughts, you are in your own mind. You're not really paying attention to what's going on around you. You're not focused on what's going on around you. You don't see and hear and understand how someone is feeling around you. And by around you, I literally mean next to you, okay? In the other room next to you. In the seat on the school bus next to you. In the desk at school in your classroom next to you, okay? In the cafeteria, at church, at your extracurricular activities, okay? That is what I want you all to focus on as we move forward, because this is going to allow you to get a general understanding of how people feel. It's also going to give you the opportunity to have a general understanding on how important it is to respect those around you, whether they are kids, whether they are adults, people in stores, everywhere, okay? So the exercise that we're going to do today is simple. All I want you to do at this present moment, and again, as you're taking notes, whether it's in our Listen and Learn journal, which you can access the link to that in the show notes, or just on your regular school notebooks or paper or sticky notes, I want you to be sure you're writing this content down. You can press pause if you need to, if you feel like I might be talking a little bit too fast. And let's write this stuff down. But at this moment, I just want you to pause for a moment, like pause yourself, not the episode. So just stop for a moment and look around the room. Okay. Now, are you in a room by yourself like I am? I'm at my home office. So I'm in this home office. It's quiet so I can record for you guys. No one is inside of the room with me. All right. So I'm aware of my surroundings. Now, there are people in the rooms next to me, in the dining room and in the living room and in the bedrooms in our house. There are people who are around me and they are doing other things. My daughter's playing her video games. My other daughter is watching her TV shows. My other daughter is in her room relaxing because she has to go to work in a couple of hours. So I'm not using this loud and outgoing voice and yelling because I know that they are busy doing other things. That is me being aware of my surroundings. That is me getting a feel for what's going on around me. And that is especially me respecting those around me, okay? So I want you all to really focus on being aware and being mindful of the others that are around you, okay? So just take a minute. Take a minute, look around your room. If you have somebody there, go ahead, give them a hey, a high five. If you're very close to them, give them a fist pump, a hug, whatever you want to do. If there's nobody in the room with you, great. I want you to think about where the other people are in your house or in your office or your classroom or wherever you might be as you're listening. If you're in the car listening, shout out to you, okay? You definitely have somebody around you if you're in the car, right? And so it's important that if someone is on a video game and not listening to our podcast episode, you should probably nudge them, give them a little nudge and say, hey, you need to listen to the best podcast, the number one podcast, okay? For kids, go ahead and tell them that, right? But no, don't disturb them. Just let them do their thing, because that is a part of us being aware of what other people are doing around us, okay? So keep that in mind. I really want you to keep that in mind, all right? And think about how you might feel if people weren't being aware of their surroundings when they were around you, right? If somebody was aggravating you, disturbing you, upsetting you, bothering you, and making sounds and, you know, being loud, and just not being very respectful, think about how that would make you feel, all right? Because they are in their world. And sometimes it's good to be in your own world. Like, there are times when we can be, when we're alone and we're relaxing at home, we can be in our own world, right? But when we're out and about, it's important for us to be mindful of what is going on around us, all right? And who is nearby us, and so that we can understand them more by asking them questions, if that's something that we need to do. So being aware, kind of reading their body language, if they want to be in conversation with us, just several things, okay? But the main thing that I want you to take away from this right at this present moment, because we're really going to dive deep into it next week as well, I just want you to assess where you are at, you know, certain times when you're making transitions, whether it's through home, on the school bus, at school, in the classrooms. Just make sure that you understand that the people around you do have feelings too, okay? The people around you have feelings too, all right? Just like you, they have feelings too. So let's really focus on respecting them. Let's focus on being courteous and being mindful and being aware, all right? So that's our intro to this next series. I love it. I'm excited about it. Thank you for tuning in. Go practice being aware, guys. Practice being aware. And parents, help them out as well. Show them what it's like to be aware. Keep those lines of communication open so that they understand what this topic is about. And not only that they understand and are knowledgeable about what it's about, but that they can see it from a different angle, okay? That they understand that this is what being aware looks like, all right? Not just that we know about it, but this is what it looks like, okay? So take the time to do that. Know that I am here for you 100% of the way. I really truly appreciate you all, and I thank you for having your kiddos tune in. I thank you for the constant positive feedback and support of this amazing podcast all across the globe. I truly appreciate you all. If you need to connect with me, please reach out on the website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. You can also, guys, you can also connect with me via email. It's listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Take note that we have offices in, drumroll please, Kennesaw, Georgia, and Kansas City, Missouri. And you don't just have to be a resident of those areas. I have kiddos across the globe, and I connect with people across the globe. So feel free to reach out to me to get your free phone consultation set up. Also, be mindful of scheduling with me via email to make sure that I'm either in Kennesaw or Missouri, or if you're out of those states, that we connect by Zoom so we can get your kiddo set up as well. So keep those things in mind. You also can connect with us on Facebook. Our business page is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA. We have so many fun, exciting videos of our kiddos in action there. So connect with us there as well. You can also find us on anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, guess what? We're there. Thank you again for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, as I've said before and I always say. And until we meet again, go out, be great, be aware, and let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.